This is Akashvani, a review of this week's Parliament proceedings read by Navanita Adhikari Srivastav. Special discussion on Operation Sindoor in both the Houses of Parliament, passage of a statutory resolution in the Lok Sabha to extend President's rule in Manipur by 6 months, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal's Suomoto statement on the US President Donald Trump's announcement to impose 25% tariff on Indian exports were highlights of Parliament proceedings during the week gone by. Demand for discussion on special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar was vociferously raised by the opposition in both the houses, leading to repeated disruptions and adjournment of proceedings during the period. Initiating a special discussion on Operation Sindoor, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said in the Lok Sabha on Monday that dossier have been replaced by decisive action and the New India can go to any extent to uproot terrorism. Singh said the New India believes that if the adversary uses terrorism as part of strategy and does not understand the language of peace, then standing firm and being decisive is the only option. He rejected US President Donald Trump's claims of mediating a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. It was the Director General of Pakistan's military operation who requested his Indian counterpart to end the strikes, the defense minister clarified. Singh said Operation Sindoor was paused as the armed forces had achieved the desired politico-military objectives. The defense minister asserted that the objective of Operation Sindoor was not to cross the border or capture Pakistani territory, but to destroy nurseries nurtured by Pakistan over the years. Singh said if Pakistan indulges in fresh misadventure, Operation Sindoor will resume again. Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions on lapses that led to the Pahalgam attack. Gogoi, the deputy leader of the Congress in the House, asked the government to clarify how many Indian fighter jets were downed during the operation. Gogoi also slammed the government over US President Donald Trump's repeated claims that he used trade to bring about a ceasefire between India and Pakistan and asked before whom did Prime Minister Narendra Modi surrender. Trinamool Congress member Kalyan Banerjee questioned the timing of the ceasefire following Operation Sindoor, likening it to calling off a cricket innings just before a player scores a century. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said India's messages were twofold, zero tolerance to terrorism and the right to defend itself. The minister said India suspended the Indus Water Treaty of 1960 following the Pahalgam terror attack, signalling a tougher stance against Pakistan's support for cross-border terrorism. Jaishankar said India's diplomatic outreach following the Pahalgam terror attack secured strong international backing, as reflected in the April 25 statement by the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. He said multilateral groupings such as the Quad and BRICS also supported India. Jaishankar said there were no direct phone calls between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump between April 22nd and June 17th. Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh said the Prime Minister acts and shows his strength, be it through surgical strikes, airstrikes and now Operation Sindoor. The Rajya Sabha could not transact any business on Monday due to repeated adjournments on the issue of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar. The House was adjourned twice in the pre-lunch session till it was finally adjourned for the day amid uproar by opposition members soon after it met at 2 p.m. Earlier, soon after the House met for the day, newly elected Rajya Sabha members from Tamil Nadu, M. Dhanapal and I.S. Inabadurai, both from AIDMK, were administered oath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi affirmed in the Lok Sabha on Tuesday that no leader of any country could ask India to stop Operation Sindoor. Responding to a two-day debate on the Pahalgam attack and Operation Sindoor in the Lok Sabha, he told the House that on May 9th night, the US Vice President J.D. Vance tried to reach out to him 3-4 times, but he was busy with meetings with the armed forces. He said when he returned the call, the US Vice President warned him of a big attack from Pakistan. Prime Minister Modi said he told him that if Pakistan attacks India, we will respond to bullets with cannons. He noted that India called out Pakistan's nuclear bluff and showed the world that it will not bow down to nuclear blackmail. He said that our operations range from Sindoor to Sindhu, and Pakistan knows they have to pay a huge price for any misadventure. Earlier participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah announced that security forces had yesterday eliminated 3 terrorists who had carried out the Pahalgam attack. Shah also attacked the opposition party for giving a clean chit to Pakistan for the Pahalgam attack. The Home Minister said the situation in Jammu and Kashmir had improved under the Modi government and shared statistics in this regard. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra said leadership is not just about taking credit but also taking responsibility. DMK member Kanimozi targeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi over the Pahalgam attack and claimed that the Vishwaguru failed the people of his own country. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party asked the government to fix responsibility for the intelligence failure that led to the Pahalgam terror attack. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju intervened in the debate and said China has not intruded even an inch into Indian territory nor occupied any additional land in Arunachal Pradesh since the 1962 war. Leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi said, even before Operation Sindoor began, the opposition committed itself that they will stand like a rock with the government. Gandhi said the political leadership had tied the hands of its armed forces and sent them to the battlefield. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh on Tuesday said in the Rajya Sabha that India is ready to help Pakistan if it cannot take action against terrorism on its soil. Asserting that Indian forces are capable of fighting terror on the other side of the border as well. Initiating a special discussion on Operation Sindoor in the House, Singh claimed that post-Pahalgam attack, Prime Minister held a meeting with the services chiefs and gave them free hand to use their wisdom, strategic understanding and regional security situation to decide on the response. Singh said Pakistan's Director General of Military Operations urged India to stop the hostilities. Launching the opposition offensive, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge said, Home Minister Amit Shah must take responsibility for the security lapse that led to the Pahalgam terror attack. He demanded that accountability be fixed and whosoever is responsible should quit. He also questioned the silence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on US President Donald Trump's repeated claims of mediation and brokering a ceasefire with Pakistan. Leader of the House JP Nadda demanded that certain remarks made by Kharge against the PM be expunged. The House witnessed heated exchanges between the opposition and Treasury benches after Nadda made some remarks against Kharge, which he later withdrew and apologized. Trinamool Congress MP Sagarika Ghosh questioned the government's accountability and border security measures. DMK MP Tiruchi Shiva criticized the Prime Minister for his absence from Parliament during the debate and questioned his commitment to parliamentary democracy. Home Minister Amit Shah said in the Rajya Sabha on Wednesday that all the terrorists behind the Pahalgam attack were shot dead by security forces. Replying to a debate on the Operation Sindoor, he said the identity of 3 terrorists killed in Operation Mahadev clearly established Lashkar-e-Taiba's hand in the Pahalgam attack. He also hit out at Congress for indulging in politics over the Pahalgam attack. Earlier intervening in the discussion, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar asserted that there has been no third-party intervention in the halting of hostilities against Pakistan. The minister said the Modi government has set a new normal under which India will hit whenever Pakistan attacks it and will not buckle under any nuclear threat. He urged opposition leaders mocking India's military action against Pakistan to watch videos of funerals of terrorists and destruction of airfields in Pakistan in case they had doubts. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, alleged that the previous Congress-led governments lacked the political will to act against Pakistan, despite Islamabad's continued support to terrorism. Participating in the debate, he said those questioning the government on its response post-Pahalgam must introspect on what they did after terror attacks when they were in government. Participating in the debate, Rajya Sabha MP Kapil Sibal said, India don't have that many resources that it can destroy Pakistan, as Pakistan and China are together. Congress MP Akhilesh Prasad Singh alleged that the political leadership lost the gains made by the forces. BJP MP Lakshman hit back at the opposition parties for not trusting Prime Minister Narendra Modi, stating that he has won the trust of people of India thrice. BJP MP Ghulam Ali accused Congress, NC and other local parties of indulging in pseudo-secularism, asserting that the killing of 26 people in the Pahalgam terrorist attack became collective pain of the country. Senior RJD leader Manoj Kumar Jha said that national security is not just a slogan, but a moral duty and responsibility. Earlier, Rajya Sabha proceedings were adjourned in the pre-noon session as opposition parties led by the Congress pressed for a discussion on the special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. The Lok Sabha on Wednesday approved a statutory resolution to extend the president's rule in Manipur for 6 months beyond August 13. The House passed a resolution approving extension of president's rule in Manipur by another 6 months beyond August 13. Earlier, BJP member Anurag Thakur claimed in the Lok Sabha during Zero Hour that the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi had sought the US intervention to stop the war with Pakistan in 1971. Congress member Priyanka Gandhi Vadra urged the centre to waive loans of the flood and landslide victims of her parliamentary constituency of Wayanad. On Thursday, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal made a statement in the Lok Sabha on the 25% tariffs and penalty on domestic exports to the US announced by the US President Donald Trump. Goyal said India will take all necessary steps to safeguard and promote national interest. The Commerce Minister said the government is examining the implication of these tariffs and is in consultation with all stakeholders, including farmers, exporters, MSMEs and industry bodies. The two countries are negotiating a bilateral trade agreement from March, and so far 5 rounds of talks have been completed. For the 6th round of talks, the US team is visiting India from August 25th. As soon as Goyal complete the statement, opposition members rush to the well yet again and raise slogans demanding a discussion on special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. With the opposition MP not relenting, the Lok Sabha Speaker adjourned the House for the day. The Rajya Sabha witnessed repeated adjournments on Thursday and was adjourned for the day without transacting any legislative business amid disruptions caused by the opposition members. Soon after the House met for the day at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh cited loss of time and disruptions since the start of the monsoon session and asked MPs to allow listed business to be taken up. However, opposition parties continued to press for a time and date for holding a discussion on special intensive revision. Opposition parties also protested against Prime Minister Narendra Modi for not replying to a debate on Operation Sindoor in the House. And that's all in the Parliament Review.